You've tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hello, everybody. This is A. Gregory Luna. Of course, you can call me Gregory. Welcome back to another episode of Naturopathy Earth Radio. I hope you're doing well today. Before we talk about caveman's teeth, the website is naturopathicearth.com, naturopathicearth.com. If you have problems spelling that, just Google NPE Radio and it will pop up. Check out the site. Check out all the articles that I have written over the last year and a half since the inception of the site. I think a lot of them will serve you well. Also, I am a certified health coach. If you're in the need of doing some weight loss or just weight maintenance, weight loss, you want to clean up your diet, you want to clean up your lifestyle, contact me through the website or through social media, and maybe I can help you out with that. And as always, we do have a crowdfunding account through Patreon. If you click on the links of this episode and the notes, you will find it. And as I've mentioned before, if everybody just donated a dollar, I wouldn't have to teach anymore and I could do more of this. So I'd really, really appreciate it. A dollar a month, even just a dollar one time would be great. So go check that out. All right, let's talk about the teeth. Okay, so I thought about this topic because I coconut oil pull every morning. And I've been doing it now probably for about 3 years. I put maybe half a teaspoon. I don't put a lot because within maybe 30 seconds, it liquefies. And I just swish it around when I am getting ready to go to work or if I'm just sitting in bed or I'm just doing chores. I just swish it around. It depends if I'm in a hurry, if I'm in a rush, because, you know, I need to brush my teeth afterwards, maybe anywhere from minimum 2 minutes to up to 15, 20 minutes. And I just swish it around. And it just reminded me of research that I had read some time ago. I think it was through the Weston Price Foundation. And Weston Price has a lot of great studies about the mouth and the teeth and how proving through fossil records and looking at the teeth of indigenous people who are still around, like in Papua New Guinea, that a high-fat diet is the preferred diet for our teeth. And the fact that when we eat too many sugary foods at a young age, it actually distorts the growth of our facial bones to adjust for the foods that we're really not supposed to be eating, which is going to be a lot of sugary foods and a lot of carbs. And because of that, our face is actually distorted and we're not as attractive as we could be. And it's just a fascinating website. And believe me, the Weston Price, I mean, they've been doing this for like 60, 70 years. So I think I'm probably overall misrepresenting the mission statement of their website. But they do great studies. But I wanted to bring this up because I had heard about how cavemen have better teeth than we do. And you think, well, that's so counterintuitive, right? They didn't have dentists. They didn't have liquefied fluoride to swish around. They didn't have root canals. And they certainly didn't have toothbrushes and toothpaste and floss and all that. In fact, the toothbrush didn't really come around until about 3000 BC, or as they say now, BCE, because we want to take the JC, the Jesus Christ, out of history. It's about 3,000 years ago you start seeing makeshift toothbrushes being made. So it's like, well, how did they have better teeth than we did? Well, as you can guess, the main reason is the diet was radically different back in our hunter-gatherer paleo days. Radically different. And that's what the change in oral health is. So for most people, the first thing they do right after they get up in the morning is brush their teeth. For most of us, brushing our teeth is a mere habit which we simply take for granted. But have you ever wondered how man came to developing the habit of toothbrushing? Speaking of my kids hate brushing their teeth. In fact, the weekends I have them, and this is partly my fault, because I don't even think I have a toothbrush for them. But when I used to have it back when they were younger, and they would do the quick 3-second brush. You know, they don't. My daughter probably does a little more, but as a whole, yeah, they're not really big into that. Not really big into that. I wish they were, though. The development of the first toothbrush probably dates around 3000 BC when Babylonians and Egyptians fabricated the first toothbrush using frayed twigs. According to another source, around 1600 BC, the Chinese prepared chew sticks that were made from twigs of aromatic tree for freshening their breath. Well, what about the time when we weren't toothbrushes or toothpaste available? Well, history tells us that the ancient people did not have any cavities or dental problems, despite the fact that they never brushed their teeth. What was so special about them that they didn't need to brush their teeth? Well, there's a couple of explanations. Oh, you hear that? You hear that sound? I think my tea's ready. Okay, so the main change is going to be diet. Back in the day, there were no processed foods, right? Fast food, takeout. Back in the paleo day, and this is why the paleo, primal, ancestral living people, you know, this is their big push, right? All the food was natural in its state and unprocessed. So it was fruits, vegetables, meat, berries, seasonal fruit, and seeds and nuts. And these natural and pure foods were quite safe since they didn't contain any of the chemicals or preservatives, and they contained tons of nutrients and vitamins that made our teeth stronger or more resistant against cavities and other dental infections. We had a pretty balanced diet back then when you think about it. We were eating meat when we could, and then we ate a lot of what the earth provided. Also, a lot of fiber. You know, we were eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. A lot of fibrous food, which was not only good for our digestion, but also kept the teeth clean and healthy by flushing away food and bacterial debris from the surface of the teeth. So as a result, dental plaque wouldn't develop. The fibers in the food kind of acted as a toothbrush to keep the teeth squeaky clean and shiny white. So another reason is that we had a very nutrient-rich diet, as I just mentioned. I'm not saying like the paleo times where this is like halcyon time where everyone's skipping in the field. I mean, for sure there was pestilence. For sure there was famine, drought, warfare. I mean, they didn't have, of course, running water in the wheel and all these things like that. But it just in terms of vis-a-vis like the nutrition, they were not suffering from vitamin deficiency. Like let's say vitamin C, which makes your gums all weak and you lose your teeth. They ate a pretty pure, wholesome, balanced diet. So what's really changed today? Well, the three things I mentioned, unless you go out of your way, the diet and the high fiber, that's pretty much gone. So look, if you forget to brush your teeth essentially in one day, you can see there's like a visible yellow thick layer of dental plaque that you can see on the teeth. And this is because, of course, our eating habits have drastically changed. Most of the food that we eat is processed. And you're like, well, Gregory, I don't eat processed. Flour is processed. So anytime you're eating bread, that is processed. That's not a natural food. Pasta, that's not a natural food. Go back to the episode 4 or 5, the clean eating guide, what to throw in and out of your pantry and fridge. Those are not natural foods at all. We've been eating a lot of processed food. In fact, most food we eat is processed aside from, you know, the protein source that we're getting from your chicken or your ground beef and maybe the occasional fruit and vegetable that you might eat maybe twice a week. But as a whole, we're eating a lot of processed food. So that's not good. So that's one of the reasons you get that visible plaque. And then you're looking at the sweets and baked goods. I mean, how often are we eating the bakery items, so the muffins, the bagels, the English muffins, the donuts, chocolates, like milk chocolate, candy bars, candies? All these contain refined and simple sugars that can cause cavities very quickly unless you brush your teeth after every time you satisfy your cravings for sweets. And we have so many delicious baked items. I mean, I talk about Confessions of an Obese Child. My favorite as a kid were Zingers, but I ate all the Hostess products. But, you know, all that stuff just just rots out. It could create so much acid on your teeth, the lactic acid, I think, that it just corrodes your enamel. You know, and back then, they didn't have those things. They rarely ate anything sweet back in the paleo days. It was mostly honey. If they were able to find Winnie the Pooh trying to get some on a tree. And then, you know, some of the fruit, the seasonal fruit. But even then, when they ate the seasonal fruit, they were eating the pulp of the actual fruit. So they were eating the apple. They were eating the orange. They just weren't, you know, extracting the juice like we do. Exercise is another thing. You know, we love our sweets and our fast food, our pizza, but at the same time, we don't exercise as much as our ancestors did because they were perpetually moving. They were hunting and gathering. They were essentially nomadic. This is before the advent of the agricultural revolution and the advent of civilization where we actually settled down and had a family. We settled down. As a result, unless you were sticking to a vigorous exercise routine, we don't tend to burn the calories we consume. And over time, this can lead to indigestion. It can lead to potential gastric diseases. It can lead to acid coming up your esophagus into the oral cavity. It can lead to tooth demineralization. It could lead to a host of problems. And, you know, a lot of the studies are coming out about the dysbiosis in our microbiome. You know, that is the new undiscovered country, to quote Hamlet here, is the microbiome. And there's just so many studies coming out now about our gut flora and how it's so connected to pretty much every disease and every part of our body. And this includes our mouth too. You know, we do have a microbiome in our mouth. There's pathogenic and beneficial bacteria in our mouth. And we want that good balance. And unfortunately, because we eat so much sweets and processed stuff, most of the time our mouth is not in a place we want it to be. Another issue is going to be smoking. Of course, smoking has been linked to every cancer imaginable, but in particular in this area, oral and throat cancer. So smoking, and yes, boys, yes, teenagers, this includes smoking pot, but we know what the effect of smoking is on teeth. It rots out the teeth. It rots out your gums. You get periodontal disease and your teeth fall out. Same for doing meth. Have you ever watched the YouTube video, Faces of Meth? A great documentary. I like to show it to the kids in the past to scare them. You know, they show the before and after pictures of somebody before they took meth when, like, they were in high school, their yearbook picture, and they look great and young and vibrant. And then 4 years later, they have the meth look, and part of the meth look is they've lost their teeth. Another very common, pervasive, what I like to call coca cancer, are the sodas. Carbonated drinks are highly acidic, and they lead to the demineralization and the weakening of your teeth. And of course, they have tons of sugar, which is just eroding your teeth, leading to caries or cavities. So what are some things that we can do to, and these are just a few reasons why, but what are some things we can do to protect our teeth? Okay, we're going to go back and talk about the caveman teeth a little more here. So now I'm going to go to the Smithsonian. So there was a study done recently by the Science of Nature and conducted by archaeologist Karen Hardy and colleagues at one of the oldest known hominin fragments unearthed at Cima de Elefante in Atapuerca, Spain. That sounds like it's in the southern part. By chiseling and breaking down calcified plaque from these preserved teeth, Hardy and company proceeded to conduct what was essentially a million-year adult dental exam. And they found some very interesting things. Namely, what did they find? Fantastic dental health, which she attributes to the raw diet consumed by her subject. Hardy and her peers found grass, seeds, and uncooked meat in the plaque sample, because back then they didn't use fire, guys, as well as spores, pollen, and tiny fragments of insects, which she believed early humans frequently inhaled as a result of forest living. Her team also found small wood fibers in the sample, fibers which researchers believe fell from the subject's early toothbrushes, which they used to clean both their team's teeth and gums. Because the use of fire to cook food wouldn't be utilized for years, Hardy speculates that the fibrous consistency of the foods eaten during this time would often become stuck in between teeth, prompting toothpicking like we do today. Although Hardy insists that these findings come from a very small set of collected data, many ancient tooth fossils show tiny holes formed into the sides. suggesting that many groups of early peoples use sticks to clean their mouths for years. I mean, that makes sense. You're eating raw meat. You can feel it in your teeth, and so you're going to get little tooth bugs. A cleaner mouth. In fact, Hardy's research so far seems to bolster the claims that dental health had just as much, if not more, to do with the diet as it does with cleaning devices. For instance, it was only when humans began to abandon their hunter-gatherer lifestyles for a more agriculturally-based sedentary existence that they began to consume carbohydrates such as grains, which break down into sugar, which then erode your mouth. If kept in the mouth for significant amounts of time, sugar allows tooth decaying bacteria to thrive and often leads to the formation of los cavities. Add more processed foods and sugars, and dental floss or not, in many ways, our mouths have a lot more mess to deal with than our predecessors. Alan Cooper, director of the Australian Center for Ancient DNA, told NPR, quote, let's see if I can do an Australian. Australia, hunter-gatherers really had good teeth, but as soon as you get to farming populations, you see the massive change. Huge amounts of gum disease and cavities start cropping up. Faster, Australia-phobia. Sorry. According to Cooper, this ultimately came from opportunistic bacteria. Over time, Cooper says that disease-causing bacteria were better disposed at using carbs to beat out the natural innocuous bacteria in our mouth, leading to a surplus of low-diversity bacteria in our mouths, which make us more susceptible to certain forms of disease. We brush our teeth and we floss and we think we've done any good oral hygiene. Now, that sounds like bad Southern. But we're completely failing to deal with the underlying problem, he says. 10 years from now, I think we're going to find out that the whole microbiome is a key part of what you get monitored for and treated for. Amen. So much is connected to that microbiome. Yeah. So again, it's just kind of reiterating what I had said before. So it's definitely good. I'm going to mention this at the end here. It's definitely good to do all the kind of the preventive prophylactic stuff. But really, really, we need to radically change the diet. Or, you know, maybe some of you already don't eat a lot of sugary stuff and that's great and you oil pull and so forth. So let's finish this up. I've heard some interviews from, I think, what you call more holistic dentistry, and I would love to interview a holistic dentist. So a holistic dentist isn't going to use all the caustic chemicals that a typical dentist uses. So, of course, if I've mentioned it in previous episodes, probably on plastics and BPA, but they do put BPA amalgams and mercury amalgams in our fillings still. So those things are just eroding, and those vapors are going straight into your mouth constantly, and then you look at the fluoride. And you look at all the ingredients they put in just common toothpaste, all the food dyes, all the preservatives, all the colorings, and it's all garbage. So holistic dentists don't use any of that. They use all natural. That's why it's holistic. It's good stuff. So what are some things? So anyways, going back to what they said, they're all going to vary. But of course, we don't want the fluoride. Even though nominally, going back to the episode on fluoride, there's some studies that say it strengthens your teeth, but not to the point where we should be ingesting it, because every other study shows that ingesting fluoride is highly toxic to our bones and to our fertility, our endocrine system, and it's just horrible. But I mean, fluoride on the teeth maybe strengthens the teeth, but the problem is that our whole diet needs to change. So brushing and flossing, of course, is important. You want to remove that layer of dental plaque that adheres to your teeth all day. And if you can brush your teeth after every meal, that'd be great. Brushing does that. And then flossing gets all that stuff out between the teeth. Though there was a study, like I think 2 years ago, where it was talking about how flossing, in fact, doesn't do anything to improve your oral health. But I would tend to ignore that. And the other thing you can do is eat a balanced diet. So again, going back to what the caveman did, eat tooth-friendly nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. It makes your teeth stronger. And of course, limit your sugary foods, your processed foods, and your sodas. And like I tell the kids, saliva has multiple jobs, but one of it is just to clean your mouth. It breaks down some carbs in the mouth and helps emulsify the food before you swallow it. But after you eat a sugary meal, guys, just swish around some saliva. I mean, it cleans your mouth. The thing is that dryness in your mouth leads to a proliferation of bacteria. We don't like our mouth dry. That's why if you're one of the people who sleeps with their mouth open, you're more likely to have oral health issues. So during the day, swish around saliva. You know, drink some water. Now coffee and tea, as much as I am a proponent of them, both of them do have something called tannins, and tannins can stain the teeth. So if, like, for example, in the morning, if you're going to drink your coffee or tea, drink it first before you brush your teeth if you can. But even if you can't, you can always swish around saliva or brush your teeth later on. I am personally not a big fan of gum. We have an episode on the dangers of chewing gum. And if you don't want to go back to that episode, it essentially goes down to there's like three known class 2A carcinogens in most gum. Plus, we have the food dye issue, which leads to hyperactivity and bladder cancer. Plus, we have the biggest boogaboo, which is aspartame. And we have artificial sweeteners laced in practically all gum. So that's another thing. And again, all gum does, guys, is simulate saliva production. Well, newsflash, we could stimulate our own saliva production just by making your own saliva and swishing it around. So gum is a total sham. It's a total sham. You don't need gum. You don't need gum at all. So last thing I want to mention is I listened to an episode from a holistic dentist, and they said, honestly, because of the issues with toothpaste that I mentioned, that a great homemade toothpaste is coconut oil. We've talked about coconut oil. I have an article on coconut oil. It's one of, in the article, like, with five things you should do in the morning. And I think most of you guys know that oil pulling is great. It's a natural way to kill some of the pathogenic bacteria in your mouth while keeping your probiotic bacteria in health. And also is a natural teeth whitener. And so he was mentioning how a great simple toothpaste is just baking soda, because coconut oil will kill certain bacteria, but not all of it. And then the baking soda will kill the other ones that's not killing. And you just start at the gum line and brush your way down. And that's really all you need for toothbrush and toothpaste. And the other thing is, of course, tongue scrape. I know a lot of people just use their toothbrush and do a couple scrapes on the back, but most of the bacteria that hides that we can't get to hides on the top and the far back part of the proximal part of your tongue. And so invest in an actual tongue scraper. You can use a spoon if you want to, and scrape that back area. That helps too. And these are just some basic things. So I would suggest try oil pulling. Again, it doesn't really taste like anything. You don't swallow it. If you swallow, it's not going to kill you. You just swish it around and spit it out. That's a nice kind of prophylactic kind of thing you can do every morning. And then just try to limit all the foods that didn't exist back then. All these things would drastically help you maintain oral health. Also, I want to mention, I know a lot of people like to use the teeth whiteners, those things that you can either do at a dentist or the ones you can buy over the counter that kind of stick to your teeth. Those are pretty caustic, and the studies are showing that can actually hurt your enamel. So oil pulling is kind of a natural way to do that. It's a natural way to do that. So those are essentially my takeaways. It's just some of you might be very surprised, and I was surprised too, because you think of cavemen having all their teeth rotten out. But I mean, archaeologically proven, they had better teeth than we did. And we have the technology, and we have the education and all this, but our teeth are horrible. Our teeth are horrible. So please take care of your teeth. I will have another episode in the future about root canals and the dangers of root canals. And I'll do a couple more of the oral health ones. But definitely limit your sugars, limit your sweets, floss, oil pull, swish, 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 like Katy Perry says, that saliva around. Last thing I want to mention, of course, is hit the subscribe button so these episodes get straight sent to your phone. And of course, post reviews for this episode, this thread, MPE Radio, and then Confessions of an Obese Child. Go check out those episodes. It's mostly about food addiction, but and other forms of addiction and coping with it and coping mechanisms and how to work your way through it. And then, of course, we have Kate's Apothecary, which has to do with essential oil. So check those out and post reviews if you can. All right, guys, until next time, take care. God bless. Bye-bye.
Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com, follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.